Needing Wanting, a Merlin fanfic written by Aconite, read by Jelazica Zone. Rating, explicit. Summary, Merlin gets hit by a wicked spell and Mordred is there to help him out of it. Want, 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 need. Merlin strides through the halls of the castle. He regrets going out to meet the sorcerer who threatened to kill Arthur. He regrets doing it in the middle of the day. He regrets not striking him before the man cast his filthy spell on him. He regrets being born right now. If he hadn't been born, he wouldn't have had this destiny thrust upon him. He wouldn't have gone, and he definitely wouldn't have been hit with a spell that threatened to take his life if he didn't lay with a man or a woman. He wasn't sure if the incantation specified the gender of the person who would be graced with his attention, but his brain was definitely telling him to look for someone with a cock right now, as soon as possible. As his luck would have it, the knight's practice had just ended. He considered going to the knight's quarters to find a body willing enough to give him what he needs, or maybe even Arthur's chambers. But there is a part of his mind still not hazy enough to let him do either of those things. He slows his pace when he hears someone else walk towards him, and his heart hammers in his chest as he recognizes the clanging of chainmail. The shape of a knight turns his way, only to stop dead in his tracks when he sees Merlin. Merlin? Mordred. He doesn't consider surging towards Mordred. He doesn't care that it's Mordred of all people, doesn't care where they are. All he sees is the way Mordred's body tenses more and more the closer Merlin gets. His hair that's damp with sweat, his lips that part slightly when Merlin stops inches away from him and runs his gaze over Mordred from head to toe. Want, 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 need. Merlin, are you all right? His voice does things to Merlin. The itch that has been setting his skin aflame all the way back to Camelot becomes almost unbearable the more he stares at the man in front of him. The man that has just gotten off practice after skillfully sparring with his fellow knights, swinging his sword, deliciously flexing his muscles. No, Mordred, he manages to choke out in the end, barely recognizing his own voice. I am not all right. I need your help. Do you need me to get Gaius? Or help you get to him? Merlin's face scrunches up at the idea of the physician helping him get through this specific predicament. Incredibly, it doesn't take away even the smallest bit of his arousal. I don't need Gaius, he says with a smirk, taking a few small steps forward and successfully pinning Mordred to the wall. Lust takes over Merlin. His smirk turns into a grin when he sees Mordred blush and slightly lean towards Merlin, obviously getting what Merlin wants from him and liking it. He places a hand on the cold wall next to Mordred's head and whispers in his ear, only to make him shudder. I need you. I thought you didn't trust me, Mordred says, his voice wavering. That hardly matters now, does it? Merlin mumbles and finds that he means it. He moves down Mordred's neck and breathes him in. Mordred's scent, sweat, and sunshine fills his lungs, makes his knees buckle. Fuck, he whispers. He wants to taste him, wants to touch, but something isn't letting him. The desire inside of him claws at his chest, bangs at that invisible barrier. Mordred, he begs breathlessly, not knowing what for. What's gotten into you? Mordred asks. Whatever reply Merlin has is replaced by a gasp when Mordred slips his glove off and touches a hand to Merlin's forehead. Want, need. God, Merlin, you're burning up. We should. No! Merlin nearly shouts, pressing Mordred's hand to his forehead and slotting their bodies together, finally, finally able to get closer. No, this is what I need. Touch me more, please. By the end of it, he's whimpering, wave after wave of heat washing over him. He seeks out Mordred's other hand and pulls the glove off. He drops it to the floor before he guides Mordred's touch under his collar. Merlin throws his head back and moans out his relief as Mordred seems to be the only thing that could cool him off. Merlin, Mordred hisses, and Merlin looks at him, confused. Your eyes. Merlin can only moan again, rubbing up and down Mordred's hip. Did a sorcerer do this to you? Merlin's breath catches at Mordred's tone. He sounds angry. Merlin can't tell if that anger's directed at him or the sorcerer in question, but it shoots a sharp pang of arousal through him nonetheless. He moans out, louder than before. Merlin, Mordred hisses again, putting a hand over Merlin's mouth this time. Merlin's eyes roll back, and he can't even fight the noises that escape him anymore. All he feels is Mordred's palm against his lips and heat and the want. He's drenched in sweat now, too. He smells like Mordred, and becoming one with him is all he can think about. He takes a deep breath through his nose and shakes his head carefully, letting Mordred's hand slip up to his cheek. He nuzzles into it, grateful for the touch. A sorcerer did this to me, he grits out between his teeth. I was foolish. I don't know why he chose that spell, but he got me. You shouldn't have faced him alone. Merlin growls and gets Mordred's hand on his mouth again for his troubles. It makes heat pool in his gut, and he leans forward and brings their foreheads together, suddenly feeling weak. Does it hurt? Mordred whispers. Merlin doesn't know how else to describe it. The heat, the need twisting his insides, the desire that makes his skin crawl and feel like it's someone else's. So he nods. He nods against Mordred's hand and against his face and rubs against him, feeling himself getting dizzier with every minute that he stays like this, untouched, unfucked. You're gonna regret this, he hears Mordred warn. He shakes his head at that, unable to reply otherwise, because it's so wrong. It's so stupid a statement. He needs this. He needs Mordred in order to survive. How could he not be happy that he's doing this? He parts his lips against Mordred's palm and presses a small kiss to it. When Mordred pulls his hand back, Merlin chases after it, catching the fingers between his lips. When he licks them up and down, he feels some of the haziness lift up, and it feels better, so much better, tasting Mordred instead of just feeling him. He wants more of him still, wants him deeper, and looks straight into his eyes when he sucks those fingers in. Fuck, Mordred whispers, and Merlin nearly gags as he replies, Yes, please, around the digits in his mouth. What? Mordred asks, drawing his fingers out but keeping them on Merlin's lips, mapping the shape of them and leaving traces of saliva in their wake. Fuck me, Merlin says, pressing kisses at the tips of Mordred's fingers. Mordred's brow furrows, and Merlin hurries to add, "Please, I need it." Mordred pushes him gently away, and Merlin feels sick. The weight of the spell crashes over him again, and he stumbles backwards, his head swimming with hazy thoughts about finding someone else, someone willing to help him before it's too late, before he dies. He didn't think it would actually happen, but after the first rejection, he's weak already. If he needs to go to someone, he might actually have to crawl to their doorstep and... "Merlin!" Mordred's voice barely reaches him, but his hands on Merlin's arms, shaking him, are enough to snap him out of it. He gasps and clings to Mordred as if he's drowning. Feeling Mordred's hands soothingly rub his back helps calm him down. He tries to make sense of Mordred's words. "We need to get somewhere private, somewhere safe." "You're not leaving me?" Merlin chokes out. "Of course not," Mordred replies. Something twists in Merlin's gut, but before he can ponder on it, his body recognizes the fact that it's wanted, and lust replaces all other emotions. "Thank you," Merlin replies, breathily, burying his face in Mordred's neck and peppering it with kisses. "I'm going to be so good for you," he promises. "So good," he whispers, seeking out Mordred's lips. Mordred makes a funny noise once Merlin kisses him, but reciprocates a second later, making Merlin moan and melt into it. He feels a pull on his hair in a moment and lets out a whine, but it turns into a gasp when he moves away and Mordred rubs his neck gently. "We need to go," he reminds him, and Merlin nods. When Mordred tries to pull his hand away, Merlin presses it back to his neck and says, "Keep it there." There's something about Mordred being able to push or pull him back, to control him, that grounds Merlin, makes him feel more like himself, even if he doesn't usually feel drawn to Mordred on such a level. Mordred looks confused for a second, but nods nonetheless. They start walking, kind of awkwardly, as Mordred is shorter than Merlin and has to keep close if he wants to keep holding him. His other hand reaches for Merlin's right one, and he rubs over his knuckles gently as he leads Merlin down the hallway. Merlin doesn't know where Mordred wants to get him, but he doesn't really care. He pulls Mordred in the first guest chamber he recognizes, slamming the door behind them and turning to face Mordred with a smirk. "Let me help you with that," he says, pulling on Mordred's mail. They strip him of his armor until he's in his tunic, thin and loose around his shoulders. Merlin wants to lean in and kiss him again, but Mordred beats him to it. In two steps, he's got Merlin pinned to the door, writhing and whimpering as he licks into Mordred's mouth and shrugs his jacket off. He feels hands pull on his shirt and leans forward again, raising his arms to get rid of the offending cloth and have Mordred touch his skin again. When it finally happens, he arches his back towards the night and he throws his head back, moaning as Mordred kisses his collarbones. "What do you need?" Mordred asks, hands on Merlin's hips. His touch is light when he strokes Merlin's side, but Merlin feels like he's digging his fingers in him, marking him. He feels himself flush at the thought of Mordred being rougher with him, marking him, actually fucking him. "I need you," he says again, and Mordred huffs against his neck. His breath makes Merlin shiver, and he slips a hand under Mordred's tunic, presses it flat on his lower back, and pulls him closer. "I need you to fuck me," he says in Mordred's ear, rutting against him. "Hold me down and open me up. I need you, Mordred," he whines, not knowing what else to say. It seems he doesn't need to speak anymore. Mordred growls as he shifts and grabs on Merlin's thighs, lifting them up and wrapping them around his waist. "Yeah," Merlin breathes out as Mordred grinds into him and kisses him again. "So strong," he marvels in between messy kisses, squeezing Mordred's arms. Bet you're gonna fuck me so hard. I'm gonna feel you for days. He sighs happily. Merlin. Mordred growls again. He probably wants him to shut up. Merlin just laughs in reply, kissing him again and bucking against him. Come on, he says after a minute, rubbing Mordred's shoulders and untangling his legs. Mordred steps away and lets him down, pressing a chaste kiss to Merlin's lips. None of that, Merlin says, nibbling on Mordred's bottom lip and kissing him again, humming when his tongue slides with Mordred's. Close off, he commands, bending down to retrieve the small vial from his jacket pocket. When he does that, he looks back at Mordred hungrily, only to find he's still dressed and looking at him with an unreadable expression. What? Do you just carry that around with you? Mordred asks, pointing at the oil in Merlin's hand. Oh, that? I thought I'd be going to Arthur, he says. At Mordred's raised eyebrows, he rolls his eyes. It's for sore muscles. You did just finish practice, he says as he moves closer and pulls Mordred's tunic off. He'd be looking for you, Mordred says. Merlin takes a breath, wonders how to reply. Better not let him find me like this, then, yeah? Merlin's not sure what this is anymore. He doesn't feel as frantic as he did mere minutes ago, and he knows it's got something, if not everything, to do with Mordred's touches on his skin and his gentle kisses. The longer they stay apart, the closer Merlin feels to tumbling back into burning desire. So he does the only thing he can. He pulls Mordred close and kisses him, walking them both to the bed. He pushes Mordred onto it, straddles his hips, and grinds down on him shamelessly. Wait, Mordred says, propping himself on his elbows. His eyes flash golden, and Merlin hears the unmistakable click of the door being locked. He stares, breathless. Is something wrong? Mordred asks, fidgeting underneath. Merlin can't reply. He can't explain the pull he felt when he saw Mordred use his magic. He can't explain the shivers that spread all over his body. He doesn't want to tell Mordred that his desire for him has just tripled. Need. He says nothing, just leans forward and crashes his lips into Mordred's. He doesn't remember having particularly enjoyed kissing anyone before, and maybe it's the spell talking. But he can't have fucking enough of Mordred. He doesn't at all mind the way Mordred switches their positions and pushes him flat on the bed, kissing Merlin deeply before moving down his neck and chest. Merlin arches his back and moans when Mordred nips at his hip bone and places soft kisses around it. He looks up at Merlin, his hand pulling on his laces softly, and Merlin nods. Mordred smirks and puts a hand over Merlin's cock, rubbing it through his breeches, making Merlin curse and unlace them himself. Mordred laughs as he pulls Merlin's trousers down. I'll take care of you, he says softly, and leans forward, kissing up Merlin's thigh and finally his cock. It feels divine, but it's still not enough. Even when Mordred licks up and down his shaft, takes it in, fucking sucks on it, and has Merlin whining and twisting, he still feels like he needs more. This is wrong, he breathes out. Mordred pulls away immediately with an obscene pop and looks up at him, hair messy from Merlin pulling on it and cheeks flushed. Should we stop? No, fuck, come here, he says, pulling Mordred up and burying his face in his neck. He sucks on his skin, hot and salty and perfect, and scrambles to get them both to their knees, eager to remove the rest of Mordred's clothing. Mordred sits back on his heels and lets Merlin do as he wants, smiles when Merlin strokes his bare skin, and leans to press kisses to it. Merlin tucks his fingers under the hem of Mordred's breeches and smalls as he kisses his belly, feeling his mouth water the closer he gets to his cock. He stops before he bears it, mouthing the bulge and loving the way it makes Mordred grab his hair and twitch under him. "Pull it," he says, and groans when Mordred obeys, twisting his fingers and sending sparks down his scalp and spine. Merlin's own fingers tremble as he finally wraps them around Mordred's length. "Fuck, you feel amazing," he breathes and licks at the head, moaning when he tastes the pre-cum at the slit. He sucks his cock in and encourages Mordred to move his hips. Fuck Merlin's mouth, use it as he wishes. Mordred is still too gentle, though, so Merlin groans around him and swallows him to the root, making him let out a delicious whimper that goes straight to Merlin's cock. Mordred slides his hands down Merlin's back, and Merlin arches into the touch, moaning louder and louder the closer it gets to the small of his back. When it reaches the crack of Merlin's ass, Mordred seems to hesitate. So Merlin presses a kiss at the base of his cock before rising again and embracing him. They share a kiss, taste each other for a moment, before Merlin pulls back and looks Mordred in the eyes. He gives a little nod of permission and sees Mordred's Adam's apple bob as he swallows before Merlin feels a single finger circle his hole. It's too dry to actually enter him, but just enough to tease him and make him swear under his breath. Merlin leans on Mordred, muffling his gasps against the skin of Mordred's neck as he pumps his hips and rubs their cocks together. "Want more?" Merlin hears a voice in his mind and gasps, quivering momentarily. "Sorry, sorry," Mordred apologizes, his hand gently rubbing circles on Merlin's back. "Didn't mean to startle you." "No, it's not that," Merlin pants, squeezing Mordred harder in his arms and burying his face in the crook of his neck. "I do want more. Please, please." Mordred shushes him and kisses his shoulder. Merlin lets Mordred position him on his back. He grasps his cock in his hand and gives himself a few tugs as he waits for Mordred to slick his fingers and touch him again. Mordred takes his time stretching him open. He kisses Merlin's knee and nibbles on it gently as two of his fingers pump in and out of Merlin, fucking gasps and whimpers out of him. Mordred leans over him when Merlin's body starts twisting. He closes his eyes, wrapping his arms around Mordred's neck and seeking his lips blindly. Just as his tongue licks over Mordred's bottom lip, the fingers breaching him become three and purposefully curl inside of him, brushing over that spot which makes him moan and dig his fingers into Mordred's back. He feels Mordred smirk against his lips before Mordred kisses him again and pushes his fingers in and out, faster now, relentless. Merlin cries out and clutches at Mordred, his fingers tangling in Mordred's curly hair as he pulls him closer, writhing beneath him. "Mordred," Merlin whimpers, kissing him desperately. The way that Mordred replies with a groan and a kiss on his neck has Merlin arch into him, trying to take Mordred's fingers even deeper. He sneaks a hand between their bodies and grasps his cock, feeling himself get closer. Mordred just bites into his skin and speeds up his movements, his hardness rubbing against Merlin's thigh as they move together. They only still when Merlin moans brokenly and spills on his belly, his hand milking out every last drop, and his whole clenching around Mordred's fingers as he pulls them out. Merlin doesn't know how long he stays like that, with his eyes closed against the pleasure that washes over him and settles only when it's just a pleasant buzz beneath his skin. He opens his eyes to see Mordred on his knees between Merlin's spread legs. "All right?" Mordred asks with a hesitant smile. "Yeah," Merlin says, trying to smile and make Mordred more comfortable, despite the embarrassment that makes his cheeks flush. "I think it's over." "Good." Mordred nods. He rubs Merlin's hip comfortingly before his other hand hovers over Merlin, and in a second his eyes flash golden, and Merlin is relieved of the stickiness around his hole and his belly. The relief only lasts a moment. When he meets Mordred's eyes again, Merlin can only moan pitifully and buck up, seeking more contact. Mordred looks startled, but Merlin doesn't spare another second to look at him, just turns around and lies on his belly, spreading his legs and reaching for a pillow to bury his face in. "Yo, inside," he mumbles. "Merlin?" "It wasn't enough," Merlin growls as he turns his head so that his words are clear for Mordred. "Fuck me." "But I already..." Mordred shuts up when Merlin whines and thrusts his hips into the mattress. "Okay, it's okay, Merlin. I've got you," Mordred says and rubs Merlin's back once again. Merlin calms under his touch. He closes his eyes and tries to relax, only to whine when Mordred's fingers slick him up again. "I have to," Mordred says, seeing right through him, and rubs his back. "I don't want to hurt you." "You won't. Come on," Merlin pants, wriggling. "Patience," Mordred says calmly, but Merlin can hear the smile in his voice. He groans and settles, perking up again moments later when Mordred's fingers leave him and he hears the slick sounds of Mordred spreading oil over his cock. Merlin whines and bites his lip in anticipation, holding his breath when he feels Mordred shift closer and pull Merlin's thighs further apart. He feels warmth spread over him, aroused at the idea of being spread and ready for Mordred to take. Merlin feels Mordred finally enter him and moans, pushing back instantly, wanting more. Mordred says something, probably urges him to relax again, but Merlin doesn't want to hear it. He raises himself to his elbows and looks over his shoulder, begs Mordred to fuck him. Mordred bites his lip and looks down where their bodies are joined. Mordred moves forward and hisses out. Merlin wonders if it feels the same way for Mordred. Too slow and bordering on painful, but so good. When all of him is buried inside, Mordred lets out a breath as if he's been holding it in until now, and drapes himself over Merlin, hugging him closer and panting against his shoulder. "Merlin," he whispers, "I'm sorry if I..." "You're good," Merlin assures him before he can even finish his thought. He looks down and caresses Mordred's arm where it's snug against his middle. "You feel perfect, fuck." "No, I..." Mordred lets out a little frustrated groan and rests his forehead between Merlin's shoulder blades as he gives a thrust of his hips. His breath warms Merlin's skin where it falls, and then his lips kiss at that same spot. Merlin moans as the kisses move up to his neck, and Mordred's fingers dig into his side. He wants to hear what Mordred has to say, but then Mordred gives another thrust, and he abandons thinking altogether. Merlin still can't get enough. He pushes back, tries to fuck himself harder. Mordred groans and snaps his hips once, making Merlin whimper and bury his head in the pillow again. He gasps when Mordred grabs him by the hair, carefully pulling until Merlin gets the idea and raises his head again. "Fuck," he cries out, loving the faint pain he feels and the way Mordred seems to know what he needs and how to give it to him. "Yeah," Mordred replies, fucking harder into him now. Merlin can't stand still. Every reaction of Mordred's has him burning up, so he scrambles and whimpers when he can't seem to get the right angle. In the end, Mordred gathers him in his arms and lifts him up until Merlin is on his knees, supported only by Mordred's arms around him and screaming as he fucks himself down in short thrusts. Merlin is shaking. Mordred covers his mouth with a hand once again, and Merlin's head rolls back, and he whimpers, feels like he's going to burst whenever he sinks down on Mordred's cock and hits all the right places. "So good," he wants to whisper. It gets muffled by Mordred's palm, warming his lips. He takes a deep breath when Mordred moves his hand, slips it to Merlin's shoulder, and makes a questioning sound. "You're so good," Merlin repeats on a moan. He slings a hand back, tries to pull Mordred's head closer, and whines when he can't crane his neck enough to get a kiss. Mordred makes a sound that dissolves into whimpers when he starts fucking faster and catches Merlin's earlobe between his teeth, tugging lightly. "Merlin," he pants out desperately. "Mordred," Merlin replies in kind. He raises himself and settles his hips down harshly, letting out a breathless chuckle when it gets him the desired broken moan out of Mordred. "Merlin," Mordred repeats, groaning this time. "Merlin, I'm going to... "Yes," Merlin cries. "Mordred, please, inside." That's what he needs. He has to get Mordred's seed inside of him. He has to feel it fill him up, warm and slick and... "Yeah," Mordred rasps out. "Yes," Merlin moans again when Mordred wraps his hand around Merlin's cock and tugs on it quickly, bringing Merlin closer to his second climax. It punches the breath out of him when he comes and feels Mordred come inside of him at the same time. He hears Mordred say his name and feels his grip on Merlin tighten as he fucks into him a couple times more, jerky little thrusts accompanied by the smallest of whimpers, before they both collapse, clinging to each other. Mordred seems to be the first to come to his senses, pulling out with a sound that has Merlin wincing at the painful emptiness he's left with. He's turned on his back, feeling too tired to move on his own, but sated and pleased to have Mordred's face be the only thing in his sight, even as it starts to blur around the edges. "How are you feeling?" Mordred asks quietly. Merlin's lips stretch into a drowsy smile. "Good," he says, his voice barely rising above a whisper. The crease on Mordred's brow fades, and he smiles faintly, cupping Merlin's cheek and caressing it lightly with his thumb. He leans in closer, but then he seems to stop himself and nods instead. Merlin nuzzles into his hand, wants to tell him that it's okay, that his touches are welcome. When he opens his lips, though, no sound comes out, and his head feels too heavy all of a sudden. He can't move a muscle. Mordred's distressed calling of his name is the last thing Merlin hears before the darkness takes him in. Merlin comes to with a pounding headache. He turns to his side and pulls the blanket over his head, trying to keep the intruding sunlight away from his sensitive eyes. He stays like that, curling in on himself for a few minutes, waiting for the roaring in his ears to ease off. When he deems himself ready, he stretches on his bed again, groaning as he flexes and pops and shakes slumber off. He opens one eye wearily and surveys his surrounding. He's in his own room in Gaius's quarters. That's good. He sits up and leans on the wall behind him, trying to recall when he'd gone to bed and why he feels like he'd done a week's worth of chores in a single day. And then he does. He startles when Gaius picks that moment to enter Merlin's room, bearing a tray generously covered with food. "Merlin!" Gaius exclaims, smiling widely. "Gaius!" Merlin croaks out in reply and frowns when he hears his own voice. Gaius rushes to him and places the tray on the small table at the side of Merlin's bed, then fills a cup with water and gives it to Merlin as he sits on the edge of the bed. Merlin nods gratefully and takes a sip before making a small noise and downing the whole thing. "More?" he asks. Gaius shakes his head. "Eat first," he says, reaching for the tray again. Merlin grimaces and shakes his head. "I'm not hungry," he says. "Merlin," Gaius insists. "Gaius," Merlin replies. Gaius reaches and chooses an apple, which he raises before Merlin's face and keeps there until Merlin sighs and grabs it. "What happened?" he asks before taking a reluctant bite, wary of what Gaius's answer might be. "You tell me," Gaius says, raising an inquiring eyebrow. Merlin tries to look as innocent as he can, shrugs, and takes another bite. "You say you're going to tend to Arthur, and suddenly Mordred is carrying you in his arms, saying he's found you unconscious in the west hallway," he scolds. Merlin lets out a breath that had gotten stuck in his throat the moment Mordred's name was mentioned. Arthur said he hadn't even seen you that day, and... That day? Merlin cuts him off. How long have I been out? Nearly 2 days. Merlin chokes on his apple. 2 days? Is Arthur angry? He's been concerned, and so have I, Gaius says, his voice softer now. What happened, Merlin? Merlin sighs as he leaves the core of his apple on the tray and bends his knees, wrapping his arms around them. There was a sorcerer. He raises his voice before Gaius can chide him. He wasn't that dangerous. I thought I could deal with him, and I did, but...
But?
Gaius prompts him when Merlin trails off. He managed to strike me, he admits, and leans his cheek on his knee, heaving another sigh. But it was a simple spell. He didn't do me any harm. I don't need you to tell me how stupid I was. Believe me, I know. Let us just be grateful that young Mordred was on time to find you and bring you here. Merlin looks up at him and gives him a small nod. Yeah, I am, he says, hoping his cheeks aren't colored too brightly. I need to talk to him. He tries to get up, but Gaius's hand settles heavily on his shoulder. You need to rest. I've been sleeping for 2 days. Still, you're too weak. You need to eat something. Otherwise, you'll find yourself collapsing on your way to Mordred. I'll go find him. You stay here. He's been asking after you, anyway. But another stern look shuts Merlin up. As soon as he nods begrudgingly, Gaius is out the door. Merlin looks at the tray beside him and picks at a piece of bread, as it's the only thing that doesn't make his stomach turn. He chews slowly, waiting. Finally, there's a knock on the door. Come in, he calls out. A second later, mortification spills over his body and makes him hide his face in his knees. When he looks up, Mordred is standing by the door, looking painfully uncomfortable. Hello, Merlin says and tries to smile. Come, sit here, he offers, scooting to the side and patting the bed next to him, if you want to. Mordred hesitates for a second before nodding and sitting at the edge of the bed. How are you feeling? He asks, his eyes taking Merlin in. I'm all right. You look pale. As if to disprove Mordred, Merlin feels his skin flush as he too appreciates the way Mordred looks right now, tired and disheveled. Just as he looked after they... He looks away and swallows with difficulty. I wanted to apologize, Merlin says, looking at a crack on the wall. You have nothing to apologize for, Mordred says, before Merlin can continue. It wasn't your fault. No, I... Merlin chances a glance at Mordred and feels his guts twist when he sees the concerned expression on his face. It was my fault. I shouldn't have... I fell for the man's trick, and you were deceived, too. What do you mean? Mordred asks, tilting his head to the side. Apparently, he made me believe that I would die if I didn't... He looks helplessly at Mordred, who gives him a nod and prompts him to continue. That was never true. There was no danger to my life. You were dragged into this unwillingly, and you didn't deserve that. I am so, so sorry. Mordred just looks at him for a moment, his expression unreadable. He opens his mouth and closes it again, as if searching for words to say. As I said, he starts finally, his tone carefully measured, none of this was your fault. I should probably be the one apologizing. I could have easily helped you get back here instead of, I should not have... He shakes his head, and as he moves to get up, Merlin shifts closer to him and grabs his wrist. Thank you, he breathes out. You did something you didn't have to, only to help me, to save me. It doesn't matter that there was nothing to save me from, he says when Mordred opens his mouth, ready to protest. You thought I was in danger, and you were there for me, even if I haven't been that pleasant to you before. Mordred huffs, and Merlin knows what he's thinking. That's putting it mildly. And I can assure you, if you're worried, he starts feeling embarrassed again. You didn't do anything that I wouldn't have wanted otherwise. Mordred nods and smiles coyly. You're sure? He asks anyway. Oh, yes. He feels himself blush again, but manages to chuckle at the grin on Mordred's face. I have regrets, but our time together isn't one of them. Well, maybe the circumstances under which everything happened, but yeah. I enjoyed it too, Mordred said, looking down and fidgeting in his spot. But you scared me to death, Merlin, he blurts out after a moment of silence. After we came, you just fainted. Merlin feels rather embarrassed about that, but Mordred doesn't seem to think it a laughing matter. I didn't know what to do. I've never really with anyone else and wait, what? Merlin says. You haven't been with anyone before? Mordred bites his lip and blushes lightly before shaking his head. He takes a breath, but then doesn't say anything, just shakes his head again. What is it? Merlin asks. Nothing. It's not important. Mordred, he sighs. You probably won't even remember, but yeah? Was I any good? Mordred gulps nervously after he asks the question in Merlin's mind, too shy to even say the words out loud. Merlin marvels at his demeanor as well as at his own. They're both too shy to even discuss the way they'd ravished each other not 2 days ago. He looks down and smirks. Oh, Mordred, he says, fingers drawing a little pattern over Mordred's wrist. He suppresses a shudder at the memory of how good those arms felt around him while Mordred fucked him. He meets Mordred's gaze again. You were very, very good, he swears. Mordred beams at him. Merlin stifles a sigh and looks down at their hands again, thinking of how things have been and how they should be. It's silly of him to change his attitude towards the threat that Mordred is after just one act of shared pleasure. But he finds himself longing to get closer to him, not to push him away. And he wouldn't at all mind getting to feel how good he is again, with his head clear and heart lighter. Mordred gasps. What is it? Merlin asks. Mordred shakes his head. Nothing. I can't wait until you do. Merlin feels confused for a second until he realizes that Mordred has heard his thoughts. He feels a familiar pull in his gut when he sees his own grin spread on Mordred's face. Want. This is going to be interesting. The end.
I watched you sleeping quietly in my bed. You don't know this now, but there's something that needs to be said.
Without you, please, I'm not real. 'Cause without you, please.